This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I shared how my mother lived out what Psalm 78 encourages. She taught her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren principles and truths from God's Word, and shared her faith stories with us in a winsome way. She lived out daily what she taught and shared. She was a spiritual matriarch in the best sense of the word. My wife has researched our family roots. As a result of that research, she discovered many family faith stories. We've shared these with our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. It's important to teach them the Word of God, but it's also important to share how what we teach from the Bible is experienced in life. Hopefully, they see it in our lives as well. Why is it important? In Psalm 78:7, it says, "Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget His deeds, but would keep His commands." It's important to do this throughout life because it's so easy for children to forget. Throughout this psalm, we're reminded of how often the Israelites forgot and rebelled. Through facing the bitter consequences, they'd return to God, but then, shortly after, they'd forget again. Our teaching, sharing, and modeling is to help them remember, but like their forefathers and like us, we often forget and need to be reminded. We are helped when we try to help our offspring not forget. Every parent or grandparent would be wise to read Psalm 78 periodically to be reminded of their unique privilege and responsibility towards their offspring. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.